There we go. Yeah, Psalms 31, 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. I know that sometimes it's hard for us to be of good courage in a terrible, awful situation. When we're going through struggles, when we're going through trials, tribulations, people get discouraged. They lose their courage. They lose their good courage. They lose their hope in the Lord. And that's not a good thing to do. That's not a good thing to do at all. Because if you heard what the Word of God just said, when you're of good courage, he will strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Our hope lies in him, the hope of Jesus Christ. And he said, if we hope in him, he shall strengthen our heart. People, I know it's hard when you're going through terrible times, tough times in your life. There's a lot of people that are walking around hopeless. They're walking around hopeless. Christian people, not just the lost. Not just the lost. There's a lot of God-serving people. There's a lot of God's children walking around discouraged and without hope and without peace. You know why? Because they haven't decided that they're going to give it all to God and let him take care of every single situation that comes in their life. They're like, no, this is pretty much good enough. This is small enough. I can handle this on my own. I don't need to ask God to be a part of that. Well, let me tell you something. When something, no matter what it is, no matter how small it is, no matter how small the amount of anything may seem to you, when it comes into your life, you need to ask God to be a part of whatever it is in your life. You need to ask him to direct your footsteps. Ask him to lead you, to guide you, because that's what you want, people. Because when you're walking around without God leading you, when you're walking around without God guiding you, you're walking around hopeless, you're walking around discouraged, and you're walking around without his strength. And when you're walking around without his strength, you are not getting anything accomplished for God. You're not getting anything accomplished in your own life. So why would you not just want to do as the scripture says so many times throughout the word? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Why don't you people want to believe that you can do all things through Christ? Who gives you strength? Christ gives you strength. When we hope in the Lord, it strengthens our hearts. But we're too caught up in thinking that we can handle everything on our own. We're too caught up in thinking that it's a small thing. I'll give God the bigger things, and I'll take care of these on my own. Well, let me tell you something. God said, if he can't trust you, if he can't trust you to have faith, if he can't trust you to be faithful with the little things, he's not going to give you the bigger things. He's coming back for a people that are called by his name, a people that picked up their cross, a people that wants to truly follow, that really truly follow him with all their heart and wit, and that have that one mind, they had that one accord, and they were together serving him, following him with the purpose that he would have them to do, because they gave him authority over every single aspect of their life. They gave it to him and said, Lord, lead me in this, lead me in that. I know it's small, but Lord, you can handle all things. With men, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. It don't matter what it is. It don't matter if it's as big as the universe or as small as a mustard seed. Let God handle it, and it's okay. No matter what it is, when it's in his hands, it's fine. We shouldn't be...